This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has said that for the first time, the country's defence exports have crossed 21,000 crore rupee mark in 2023-24. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, the defence export has witnessed a spectacular growth of more than 32% over the previous fiscal year. He said the Defence Ministry has taken several initiatives to spur India's defence manufacturing and exports. The minister said the country's defence industries, including the private sector and defence public sector undertakings, have registered a commendable performance in recent years. Chief Justice of India, Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, has emphasized the pivotal role of technology in transforming the criminal justice system. Delivering the 20th D.P. Kohli Memorial Lecture in New Delhi today, on the occasion of CBI Day, Justice Chandrachur advocated to adopt new technology to tackle new age criminal networks effectively. He said the need of the hour is to recognize the complexity of CBI proceedings and to leverage technology to avoid delays. The CJI said the role of technology will facilitate speedy and fair trial. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to the chief ministers of West Bengal, Assam and Manipur after the severe loss suffered due to a storm in these states. He assured them of all possible assistance. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said he is deeply concerned about the severe loss suffered due to the storm. He also extended condolences to the families of the deceased and prayed for the swift recovery of the injured. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has launched a new and more user-friendly version of its complaint redress system, Scores 2.0. It said the new version of Scores will make the process more efficient through auto-routing, auto-escalation, monitoring by the designated bodies, and reduction of timelines. The SEBI said the timeline for redressal of complaints has been reduced to 21 calendar days. The Supreme Court today refused to put a stay on the scientific survey of the disputed Bhotshala and Kamal Maula Mosque complex located in Madhya Pradesh's Dhar district. The excavation process is currently going on at the complex in the district as part of the court-mandated survey being conducted by the Archaeological Survey of India. A bench of Justices Rishikesh Roy and P.K. Mishra in an interim direction said no action should be taken without its permission on the basis of the outcome of the ASI survey. It also clarified that no physical excavation should be taken in disputed sites which will change its character. Earlier on the 11th of March, the High Court's Indore bench had ordered the ASI to conduct a scientific survey of the medieval era Bhotshala structure in the Dhar district. In another matter, the Apex Court today refused to stay the Varanasi Court order of 31st of January, by which Hindu parties were allowed to hold puja in the southern cellar of the Gyanvapi Mosque. A bench of Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachura, with Justices J.B. Partiwala and Manoj Mishra, however, ordered the parties to maintain status quo at the Gyanvapi premises to enable both communities to offer religious prayers. This arrangement will continue till the case is finally decided. In Pakistan, Islamabad High Court suspended the 14-year sentence given to former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi in the Toshakhana corruption case today. The Chief Justice, Amir Farooq, said appeal against the punishment would be fixed for hearing after Eid holidays. Both were sentenced to 14 years in jail each by an accountability court on the 31st of January for alleged corruption in state gifts they got from the state depository days before the general elections. According to the verdict, Mr. Khan and Mrs. Bushra were barred from holding any public office for 10 years and slapped with a fine of 787 million Pakistani rupees each. The gross goods and services tax revenue for March this year has witnessed the second highest collection ever at 1,78,000 crore rupees with an over 11% year-on-year growth. The Union Finance Ministry said this surge was driven by a significant rise in GST collection from domestic transactions at 17.6%. The average monthly collection for last fiscal year stands at 1,68,000 crore rupees, surpassing previous year's average of 1,50,000 crore rupees. Tokyo Olympic medalist Mirabai Chanu became the only Indian weightlifter to qualify for the Paris Olympics this year after competing successfully at the IWF World Cup in Phuket, Thailand today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.